Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio, into the kitchen and the world of food.
That's right. And when you think of Italian food, particularly in Australia, you really do think of our next guest, Stefano Manfredi. Welcome to the show, Stefano.
Hi, guys.
You've just returned from Italy. How often do you go there each year?
I tend to go twice a year. I tend to go in April when the wine fairs are on. That's Vin Italy, Vin Natur and Vini Veri. And I usually go for a couple of weeks. All in all, in about 10 to 12 days, I get to taste about 500 wines.
Wow. Good grief. Now, this last trip, you've been researching for your next cookbook and travelling to all the different regions. How many regions are there actually in Italy?
There are 20. There are 20 regions, yeah. It's a lot. Thank goodness that Italy isn't as big as Australia. Otherwise, there'd be a hell of a lot of driving to do. Having said that, I ended up doing around about nearly 6,000 kilometres in my Alfa Giulietta.
And are there commonalities with the food, or is it all different?
It is all different, but look, you know, in terms of when you say Italian food, the thing that probably binds it all together is that it's produce-driven.
Yeah.
Now, when I say that, I mean, I know a lot of chefs use that term, but literally it starts with the regional specialties, you know. So there might be a purple artichoke in Venice, which, you know, it's very famous. So there are dishes based around that purple artichoke. So then you go down to, say, Bologna, and there's mortadella, there's culatello, there's prosciutto. So there are things based around those products.
They really cook in the season too. You know, whenever you travel to Italy, it's very much what's growing, isn't it? They don't really cook too much out of the season.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Unless you go into the really, really, you know, high-class restaurants, you know, either in international hotels or, you know, the what I would call the more international sleep-starred restaurants.
Do you have a favourite region?
I'm from Lombardia, which is way up north. The capital is Milan. And I guess if someone asked me what, you know, your favourite food is, it would be the food of my childhood, as it would be with anybody, you know. And it's the food that sort of speaks to me and harks back to those early years. But I think recently I've fallen in love with Sicily.
Oh, okay.
And also this last trip with probably the most bucolic region, which is Basilicata. It's the arch of the foot of Italy.
Oh, right. So what do they specialise in?
Lots of vegetables and lamb and sheep and wild boar. And, you know, what I found there was a lot of restaurants that grow their own food, or they, you know, they have friends around the area who grow food for them. They don't actually get it from a supplier. Mm. They get it from, like, family, friends and even their own gardens. And that was really, really inspiring.
Tell me, a trip like this, you know, in returning, how influenced are you then with your, you know, your restaurant at the Star, the Balia, in terms of, you know, seeing what, you know, all the different trends and how they use certain produce? You know, do we see that coming through into your menus here in Sydney?
Yes. Look, this year particularly, we've started doing the last half of the year. We've done a different region of Italy each month. So we'll launch it with a dinner, and then we will have a menu that people can choose throughout the month. This month we're just about to launch in November. We're launching Puglia. So Puglia is the heel of the boot.
Hey, Stefano, thank you. I could sit here and listen to you forever talking about Italy and travelling around. I think it sounds absolutely amazing. And also, it sounds like a great concept at the restaurant at the Star there, in terms of each month with a different Italian theme and concept from the region. So well done.
No, thank you very much, and thanks for having me on the show.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.